Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Peh. We finish off the second parak today with Parak Beis, Mishnah Ches, and then we're going to begin Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah discussed a situation where I, let's say, started harvesting, gathering, cutting my field, and then someone else finished it off for us, a non-Jew, a robber, they decided to come along and finish off the field. So the Mishnah said that under such a situation, I'm potter, I'm not obligated in taking pay because I didn't finish off the field. I didn't finish harvesting my crops. Our Mishnah is going to give us a situation where the opposite took place, where listim, or robbers, or so on, someone started it, but I did finish it. What's the halacha in that situation? Says the Mishnah, Kitzaruha listim, chetzia, v'katzar hu chetzia. Let's say listim, robbers come along, and they harvest the first half of my field, v'katzar hu, but then he, the owner of the field, harvests the next half of the field. Says the Mishnah, no sein peya mimasha katzar. He should separate peya, but not from the entire field, simply from the half of the field that he harvested. Even though the first part was harvested by someone else, as long as he harvested the end of the field, as the Mishnah told us previously, shechovas ha-peya bekama, the obligation of peya is leaving some of the stalks, some of the crops at the end. So too here as well, because I harvested, because the farmer harvested the end, he should bring peya and separate peya from the second half of his field. Continues the Mishnah with a few other situations. Katzar chetzia, umachar chetzia. Let's say a person harvests the first half of his field, umachar, and sells the second half of his field. Says the Mishnah, halokeach no sein peya lekol. The person who bought the second half of his field should give peya from the entirety of the field. Again, it's all about the second half. Who owns the second half? He bought the second half of the field. Therefore, he should give peya on the entire field. Finishes off the Mishnah, katzar chetzia v'hiktish chetzia. If someone harvests his field and is makdish and donates half of his field to the Beis HaMikdash, hapodem yad hagizbar, the person who redeems the crops from the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, who knows sein peya lako, he's obligated to give peya from the entire field. Once again, I'm not, because I only harvested the first part of the field, but the person who redeems the second half of the field is obligated to give peya from the entirety of the field. And we finish the second parak of Maseches Peh. Now we begin the third parak of Maseches Peh with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Malbinos hatvua shebein hazesim. So imagine the situation, you have a bunch of olive trees, and in between each olive tree is malbinos hatvua, is like a formed brick of grain in between the trees. Malbinos literally means like a brick. But here we're talking about tvua, we're talking about grain. So like a square formation of grain is in between the different olive trees. So the question is it considered to be one? We're going back to the discussion in the previous parak. Is it considered to be one field for the purpose of peya, or no? Is each square of grain going to create its own separate field for the purpose of peya? Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, Peya mikol echad ve'echad. Says Beis Shammai, each individual square of grain that is in between the olive trees are considered its own field, and therefore you must take peya from each individual section. Beis Hillel says, Me'echad al hakol. No, all patches are considered one field, and therefore just take peya once from the entirety of the field. Umodim. And they both agree, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, she'im hayu roshe shuros me'uravin, that if some of the grain from these little patches are mixed together, me'uravin, we sometimes refer to someone who's a likable person, as someone who's me'urav ben habriyo, someone who's mixed in with everyone, is schmoozing with everyone, he's connected to everyone. So here we're talking about the grain from the different patches are all connected to one another. Everyone agrees that if the grain from the patches are connected, are mixed together, then they would only require one peh. Even Beis Shammai would agree that they would not be considered separate fields, rather they would be considered one field. Now, the Bartanura points out something very important over here in terms of how we understand our Mishnah. The Bartanura explains that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't really disagree on all that much. Says the Bartanura, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if the trees are so far away, the trees are so disparate or so separate, then they agree that you'd have to take Peah separately. Even Beis Hillel agrees that you'd have to take Peah separately. Similarly, Beis Shammai would agree that if the trees are so close together that the only way for you to grow the grain, the wheat, is in these little patches in between the trees, then you would only have to take a Peah once, including all of it as one field. The Machlokes, says the Bar Tanura, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is when you have, let's say, an area of two saw, which is 50 by 50 amos, and you have, let's say, enough room for there to be 10 trees in that type of a field, in that 50 by 50 field, and there's 18.25 amos of space in between the fields, in between the trees, okay? So the Machlokes is this 18.25 amos in between the trees, is that more like they're far away from each other, in which case they're considered to be separate fields, you'd have to take Peah separately, or no, is the 18.25 amos considered to be close enough where they should be together? They both agree that if they're so far, you're separate. If they're so close, then you should take Peah once. But the question is, this particular shear, this particular measurement of 18.25 amos in between each tree, is that considered to be what the distance that it's like too far, in which case it would be separate Peah, or is it too close, in which case it would be one Peah taken from the entire thing? So Beis Shammai says that if it's 18.25 amos separately, then you would take Peah individually from each separate cube of grain, because it's considered like their own separate fields. And Beis Hillel says no, that it's close enough that we would consider it to be one field, and we take Peah once from the entire thing. Quick review: Perek Beis Mishnah Ches discussed the situation where the listim or the goyim or whoever it was comes and they harvest the first part, and then you harvest the second part. And the Mishnah told us that what really really matters is the second part. That if they did the first part, then I still have to take Peah from the second part. The same is true if I sell it. That if I sell the second half, the person who buys it needs to take Peah from the entire field, because he took the second part. And similarly, we learned that the last case in Perek Beis was if someone is a makdash, if someone takes his field and makes it holy, donates it to the Beis HaMikdash, if he donated the second part to the Beis HaMikdash, then the person who redeems that second part needs to take Peah and separate Peah for the entire field. But again, it's always based on the second part, the second half of the field, because again, Peah is obligated with the last harvesting taking place. And then Perek Gimel taught us, quoted a machlokas for us between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding these patches of grain that are in between the trees. We learned based on the Bar Tanur that it's really not referring to such a large array of situations. It's really talking about a specific shear, a specific amount of 18.25 amos in between the trees. And if there's a grain, patches of grain in that amount of space, so Beis Shammai says they have to take Peah separately, and Beis Hillel says that it's all considered one field, and you would take one Peah from the entire thing. But they both agree that generally speaking, if the trees are so far, you would take separate Peah, and if they're so close, then you would take Peah once from the entire field. Have a great day.